I would like to read a few verses from Matthew chapter 16. It starts with verse 13. Matthew chapter 16, verse 13. It is on the page 1169. 1169 on my Bible. And the scripture says, Matthew 16, verse 13, starting with 13. The scripture says, "But when Jesus came into the part of Caesarea Philippi, he demanded of his disciples, saying, 'Who do men say that I, the Son of Man, am?' And they said, 'Some John the Baptist, and others Elias, and others again Jeremiah or one of the prophets.' He says to them, 'But ye, who do ye say that I am?' And Simon Peter answering said, 'Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God.' And Jesus answering said to him, 'Blessed art thou, Simon Bar-Jonah, for flesh and blood has not revealed it to thee, but by my Father who is in heaven.'" Amen. I wanted to read a little bit more, but I think for this night it is enough. I remember one of the time when I was preaching here, some question came in my mind, and I was thinking to preach about Q&A. It is, question and answering. But it is not the normal question and answering that we are used with. It is another kind of Q&A. Like I was thinking, we put a question, so we are asking, and we give the answer. It is strange, isn't it? Normally somebody asks and others are answering. But I was thinking, let's do this like a Q&A. The first question which came in my mind when I read this scripture, it was, who am I? Or who I am? Who I am? Because you know who you are. And the second question, I will say, who you really are. Who you are indeed. You know? People tend to, well, I know I'm Daniel. I know I'm Adrian. I take Adrian as example. I know I'm David. And so on. But who do you really are? Are you the one that you say you are? I'm a Christian. Really? Are you a Christian? Yes, I'm a Christian. Maybe I got even baptized. And I'm going to church every Sunday. Are you a Christian? That's one of the main questions. And you want to know, are you a Christian? Are you a child of God? If you'll remember, if I remember this Monday morning, Tuesday morning, Wednesday morning, and so on, and Tuesday, Monday evening, yes, not just Monday morning, every single day, when I get tempted, or when I have some struggle, when I have some problems, I might have problems. In the world, you will have troubles. Lord Jesus Christ promised us, but don't be a good faith. Don't worry, because I will be with you. Lord Jesus Christ promised that. It is on the Bible, John chapter 16. Do I realize when I have any problem or temptation that I am a child of God? I am a child of God. You are a child of God. If you gave your life to Lord Jesus Christ, if you are dedicated to live for Christ, then you are a child of God. You know, Lord Jesus Christ, on that morning when he was resurrected, some women went to the grave and met him. And Lord Jesus Christ, "Don't touch me, Mary. Go to my brethren." Lord Jesus Christ is calling you. He wants you to be his brother. Sorry, and because you are his brother, he is the Son of God, then you are a child of God if you indeed gave your life to Lord Jesus Christ. The big question would be, another Q&A, did you give your life to Lord Jesus? If so, praise the Lord. If not, don't wait. What are you waiting for? I was thinking, but I forgot to start this evening with a moment of silence. Not 5 minutes, maybe 1 minute silence for Canada. You know what is going on in the world. For Russia and the world, you know what is going on in the world. I'm not going in this because it is too much. But my dear friend, the time is near. If I can shout that in your heart, the time is near. Are you ready to go in heaven? If Christ comes tonight, are you going home or will you be left behind? That's the main thing. We just read in our Bible reading that the Son of God has power on the earth to save people. On this earth. We have many people might not Carla, a very nice dear sister, young of age, very young. She went to be with the Lord. You might think, well, I can wait until my old age. You don't know if you'll make it. Well, I'm going a little bit too far from my Q&A, isn't it? But I can't stop asking and begging. If you didn't give your life to Lord Jesus Christ, don't wait till 7 o'clock. Don't wait till 7 o'clock. Give your life now to Lord Jesus Christ. Who you are? Who are you? Who are you indeed? Am I the person that I pretend to be? Sometimes people, they are somebody, but they live like somebody else. And I went to some friends when I was much young, to their house, and I saw lots of posters of stars, so-called stars of I don't know what. And they even went some gym. I don't say that it is wrong to go gym. If you can afford and can do that, yeah, go for it. But just to make muscles like, I don't know, Arnold Schwarzenegger or someone else. Did you try to imitate Lord Jesus Christ? Is Lord Jesus Christ your role model? Or it is somebody else? Lord Jesus Christ, when he was on the earth, on this earth, he said, he demanded of his disciples, saying, "Who do men say that I, the Son of Man, am?" He was giving us an example. You might say, well, didn't Lord Jesus Christ knew who he is? Yes, he knew who he is. Because he just said, "I, the Son of Man." He just emphasized that. But I want to know what others know about me. Hey, this is the third question. So who am I? Who I am? Or who are you? Who you really are? Sometimes we don't live in our skin. Sometimes we try to show off that we are somebody. You know, at school, our colleagues knows who you are from that point of view. In the bus, home, or somewhere else, we are somebody else. We are not the same like student in the classroom because we are in the bus. In a neighborhood, we are somebody else. In our family, well, they know much better who we are, so we don't hide anymore. We don't put any mask anymore. So we kind of leave. Sometimes even the family, people are hiding. And they don't live the real life that they should live. Don't be somebody else. Be yourself. And come as you are to the cross of Lord Jesus Christ. Come to the Lord Jesus Christ. He knows how you are and who you are. He knows your heart. When you shut the door behind you, maybe you lock the door behind you, He knows what is your struggle. Mm-hmm. He knows the depths of your heart. Who others know about me? If I will ask somebody else, Adrian's neighbors, sorry, Brother Adrian, I take him because he took me today to his house. If I will ask Adrian's neighbors, who do you think Adrian is? Oh, I'll hear many, many good things. Because the others doesn't know exactly or everything. Or sometimes they know. Yes? Sometimes they know, really. Well, I speak about my mother when in the communist time she didn't want to lie and they had an issue in that workshop. One of the bigger communist man, he said, go in and ask the repent lady. She wouldn't lie because she has a God. They knew that Christian is living the way according to the gospel. Does other people know that you are a Christian? Or you are a Christian just when you are amongst the Christian. You know what I mean? I like that the world will confess about my life. That Daniel was a good Christian. And he lived as a Christian. And he died as a Christian. Another Q&A it is, what does God say you are? That's the main one. Because He knows everything. And I wrote down here, because I wouldn't remember all these things, and I wrote here down on the paper, and I said, well, God wants you to be a new creation. He knows who you are. He knows that you are struggling with many things, but once you become a Christian, and I want you to tick all this, what I will say now. If you are like so or not. Are you a new creation in Lord Jesus Christ? Are you a new creation? You see, if I think I would preach the same if all these things around us wouldn't stir up so much. But when I see, I'm not looking to the news because I'm not used to look to the news. But somehow on my phone, it pops up sometimes. And you can see, you might have TV at home. One day one of my child said, well, what if we buy a TV? I said, how big should be? Because I don't want to watch. I like to look in my TV, the Bible. That's my TV. But when you see that people are murdered and people are brutally in so much brutality in Canada and in many other places. I know in Germany some children they were taken and there are so many things I don't even want to think about. We are living in the end of days. If we look in Revelation chapter 6, compare that with now's days. You know what? I would like God want to see you as a child of God, as we said before. You can become a new creation if you will give your life to Lord Jesus Christ. That's why Lord Jesus Christ came on this earth, to change you. A child of God, a branch of the vine, that says in John chapter 15, a friend of Lord Jesus Christ. Lord Jesus Christ wants to be your friend. Mm-hmm. When my children start to grow much older, I can say, until one age, you know, they used to refer to me as a daddy, and they saw me as a dad. And but from certain age, I went and I took each and every one when they reached that age, and I told them, look, I know you know that I am your father. But I want you to know that I want to be your friend too. I want to be your friend. Lord Jesus Christ wants to be your friend. Many, many times, and you can say much more about this. As a friend, you open your heart much more than before the Father, because of many things. Respect of the Father, fear of the Father, and so on. And I said, I want to be your friend. Do you want to be my friend? And they gave me a hug and said, yes, Daddy. I like because you asked me to be your friend. And I remember when Daniel went to Naomi, he said, Naomi, you know, Daddy just asked me to be his friend. He was so excited. Lord Jesus Christ wants to be your friend. Yes, he is holy. We cannot approach him. He's around that glory that no one can approach him. But in the same time, he was born in that stable down there. He wants to become your friend. Do you want to be his friend? He died for you as a friend. There is no higher love, bigger love than somebody, some friend to die for you. Mm-hmm. He is your friend, and he gave his life for you. He died for you. Mm-hmm. Would you be his friend? He's asking. Let's be friends. Let's walk shoulder to shoulder. Let's take all this. He said, my yoke, it is easy. You know what is yoke, yes? Somebody that you put on two cows or horses. It is not only one. They are together. Lord Jesus Christ wants to take the yoke with you. I can tell you, he has more power than you and me. And he will carry all your burden and problems. Mm-hmm. A branch, a friend. We are justified and redeemed. My dear friend, when I say this, even in my own language, mother language, I can't explain so deep these words. Justified and redeemed. Normally, I should go in hell forever. For the things that I've done, I should go forever and ever, and to don't see the glory of God, to don't see heaven and paradise. But Lord Jesus Christ, he took our sins on his shoulder. He let the wrath of God to come on him. Mm-hmm. He prayed for you and for me. And now, because of his sacrifice, you are justified to go in heaven with Lord Jesus Christ. Is that less? Is that just a little thing for you and for me? I remember a judge, a very tough judge. His wife committed a crime that deserved to go in prison for 3 years. And because he was very tough, all the court said, because he is so tough, send his wife to him. And he had to judge his wife according to the law. And he gave the higher penalty to his wife. Everyone said, whoa, what kind of husband are you? How can you dare to give the highest? And he, after he made that official, he put his judge, the judge clothes off, and he went to the police and said, put the handcuff to me. I will take this on my shoulder. And he really went for 3 years in jail instead of his wife. That's what Jesus Christ did for you. Instead, you and I to go on that cross and to pay for our sins, he said, God, forgive them, because they don't know what they are doing. Forgive them. Forgive Daniel. Sometimes he might swear me. Forgive him. Sometimes he might forsake me. Forgive me. Sometimes he might be ashamed of me. Forgive him. Sometimes he might not confess of me. Forgive him. Sometimes he might lie. Forgive him. And so on. You can add all your sins. And look at the shoulders of Lord Jesus Christ. They are there. On Lord Jesus Christ's shoulder. Will you come to Lord Jesus Christ? Well, I'm just to the second. And I found 20 things. Oh, la la. A citizen of heaven. I'm just reading through them. My bed. An heir. Wow. To inherit the eternal life with Lord Jesus Christ. You know what? It's written in the scripture that you will stay to the feast, to the table with Abraham and Isaac and so on. And you'll be the bride. We read today about the bride and bridegroom. He will be the bridegroom and you and I will be the bride. Lord Jesus Christ's bride. Do I deserve that? Do you deserve that? No. From my point of view, I can say I don't deserve it. But he make you worthy for that. If you will come to Lord Jesus Christ tonight, he want to clothe with a righteous cloth. You know, it was Elijah, yes? When Satan tried to go against him, and Michael, the archangel, said, may God judge you, Satan. Isn't he somebody that was clean? And then after that, when the Satan went away, he said, change his clothes. Change his clothes. Lord Jesus Christ wants to give you a robe. Mm-hmm. That it is a royal robe. Sanctify saint. You are a temple of the Holy Spirit. It is written in the Bible. You are a temple of the Holy Spirit. Do I consider myself a temple of the Holy Spirit? While when I'm walking in Haringey or in Basildon or wherever you are going, do I behave like a temple of the Holy Spirit? Lord Jesus Christ said that the Holy Spirit will come upon you and in you. Will be with you and in you. The Holy Spirit, it is in you, dear friend. If you gave your life to Lord Jesus Christ, do I live like a temple of the Holy Spirit? Do I behave like? Well, another question it is, who is God to you? I don't know how much time I have. I wanted to ask, who is Lord Jesus Christ to you? And then, who is the Holy Spirit to you? It seems that I just spoke with Adi the other day that I might come more often here. Because I don't have enough time to finish one of my sermon in once. I don't know what's going on with me. It is too much. It is too much. Who is God to you? Do you really love God? If God, it is the servant God, it is the Holy One, it is, if it is for you, the Almighty God, you know how will you walk on the toes of your feet. I think you would be afraid to fully touch the ground. You know why? I felt that sometimes. I said, wow, I'm not worthy of anything. How can I thank you, God? Sending your son. I have two sons at home. I wouldn't dare to send one for the whole world. I don't think I would bear to see him dying, one of my sons dying, being crucified, spat on his face, and whipped with the Roman whips that broke his skin on the back. That was Lord Jesus Christ. And God the Father, he looked down and he saw his son being crucified. When Pilate asked, "What shall I do with Christ, with Jesus, that it is called Christ?" Crucify the whole people who were gathered there. Crucify him. Crucify him. Only when I heard some crowds shouting like that, you know, my hair becomes spikes. It's hard to hear that somebody is sent to the death sentence. But when it is your son, that was God. He was looking to every single movement that people were doing with Lord Jesus Christ. And that was for you and for me, my dear friend. He died for you. And God said, okay, I'll bear this. I'll stay away from this. Just for the sake of Daniel, of Brother Paul, and so on. Put your name there. For your sake, God didn't intervene and led them to crucify Lord Jesus Christ. That's God, the Father's heart, the Father's love, who wanted you to be saved. He wanted so much you to be in heaven with him that he died. He sent his own son to die for you. I think I need to come another time. We'll arrange that for a day. Yes? I need to finish my sermon. It is so much in there. Do you really love God? You see, because I love my wife, I want to live with her all the days of my life. Because Brother Bernard loved his wife, he is living with his wife all the days of his life. And so on, with everyone. Because you love someone, you want to stay with the loved one all the days of your life. Isn't it? Because you love that person. Do you want to stay with God all the days of your life? That wasn't in a Q&A. I just gave him my heart. May God help us to love him. To love him more. Day and day. He loves you so much. When you will feel his love in your heart, you will be overwhelmed. You will be in tears of joy. May God help you and help me and help everyone to love him and to ask, "Who am I? Who am I indeed? What others say about me? Do they know that I'm a Christian? Or they know, he is a church guy, but he is not really a Christian. What God says about me? Do I give that impression that God knows me? And I know God? May God help us to go through all these questions. For his name's sake, amen.
Amen.